Hello to all you wonderful people out there today. We just want to welcome you back to the Crusade Radio Broadcast. And today I am Elva Sykes, and I have with me today Sarah Lassiter. And she has a miracle that our Lord has performed. And Sarah, tell us about this.
The miracle that I want to share today is of a baby girl that was attending the school where I worked. She was diagnosed with a condition, and she was not able to function normally. And her developmental functional level was much lower than her chronological age and development, what it should be. And I was with her each day, and her name was Melanie. And she was normally a quiet little girl and not able to say any words and not even able to crawl. She was just very small and frail with the sickness that she had. One particular day, however, she's in a classroom with seven other children. The classroom was booked for eight kids, and she was one of them. And one day she was just in so much pain that we had to move the rest of the children out of the classroom. She'd never been like this with us before. We didn't know what was wrong with her or what was hurting her. We just knew that she was just writhing with pain, and we were trying to soothe her. The classroom teachers, there were two of us in the classroom with these eight children. We were trying to soothe her. You know, we had picked her up, and that didn't work. She would just curl up and very rigid and screaming, and we would lay her down in the bed, and we'd try to massage her and try to rock her, and we'd try the bottle, and we tried, you know, is it something, you know, do we need to just change her? What needs to be done? Trying different techniques that we've learned in that profession. We called the classroom head teacher in. She came in, she picked the child up, she tried to soothe her, she tried to sing to her. She was a mother herself, so she has that mother's touch, and she was trying to soothe the baby, and that didn't work. We paged the nurse, and she came in. There was nothing that she could do. She didn't know the reason why the child was so upset and in pain and what was causing the pain. So she left from there when she saw the condition. That head teacher moved all the rest of the children out of the classroom. The nurse went to go try to get a hold of the mother. They were unable to get a hold of the mother, to my knowledge, and we didn't see, no one could come in and help the child whatsoever. I was left there with the child alone. The light was out because we were trying to remove anything harsh around her, just hoping to help out. Well, they had all left me with her, and she was still crying, and they were going to come back and tell me what they had found out about the mother, about what else we could do. And I was there alone, and knowing that we had tried everything that we knew to do, I leaned over the edge of her bed, and I just laid my hand on her, and I asked God to take what was hurting her and to heal her. But I asked him to extend his hand to this baby girl and calm her and heal her. And I picked her up, and she stopped crying for the first time. And this went on for over an hour. It may have been closer to 2 hours. We were trying for a long time, and we were frustrated. And just with that one prayer, God just reached down and healed that baby. I picked her up. She looked, even in her face, she looked as though there had never been any tears. Her cheeks were not even pink. She wasn't red at all. She was not breathing strangely. She was just like calm, happy, just comforted, secure little baby over my shoulder. I was walking around the room with her, just thanking God and just thinking about how marvelous that was. When the head teacher came back in, she stood at the doorway, and my back was to her. From the corner of my eye, as I turned with the child, I saw that she was standing there. When I turned around, she said, "What did you do?" And I said, "I didn't do anything. I just prayed and asked God to take it." And she didn't have any words. She just stared. And we were just in awe of God's power. And I think how wonderful that is, that he's given to us the power to have our prayers answered, and that He will move through us with compassion so that others don't have to suffer, that we can be the intercessors for others. Hallelujah. That's what I wanted to share.
Oh, Sarah, that is so wonderful. He is such an awesome God.
Yes, He is.
And we really appreciate you sharing with the people out there.
My pleasure.
Because there's so many hurting people out there that need to hear.
That's right.
That our Heavenly Father does care, and that He's right there at their point of need.
Yes,
and if they will just humble themselves, just go before the Lord like they would a parent or a doctor and say, Lord, I need you. Help me. He's right there.
There's only one true healer.
Absolutely. The doctors, they may be able to help us, but they work mainly on the symptoms.
That's right.
And they need God, whether it be bones, muscles, whether it be a internal illness. Like you said, there's only one healer.
That's right.
And Heavenly Father, and He loves His children. So we really thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure. Hallelujah.
This is Crusade Radio. Just stay tuned for more miracles.